Really?
Hi. Is there a reason why you're calling me?
Yes, sir. The reason we're calling, we're not selling anything. We're just conducting an opinion survey from Metro Research, okay? And I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing children of Boston and schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old? And okay.
Can I just ask you a question? Can I ask you a question first?
Go ahead.
I'm not familiar with the organization, and someone's paying to conduct this research. Would you be able to tell me what organization is paying for this?
Well, sir, we work for Metro Research, but that's all they tell us, okay? That we don't know. This is like for the public schools in your area, so it's, you know, to help out, you know, the schools. What do you want, you know, for the schools to do, you know, and that's the service about.
No, I understand, but someone's paying for it. I want to know, like, you know, when you ask a question and then you report the answer,
They don't tell us that. That way we don't interfere with your, you know, with your opinion, you know, about the schools in the area.
Well, so you could do this for me. I know this doesn't fit with your job, I guess, but if you could tell whoever your boss is that I would love to answer these questions, but I would do so if whoever is paying for it is more transparent about the data they're collecting.
It's a private company, you know, that does this service.
Yep.
So in the name of the company is Metro Researcher.
No, I understand that. You guys are just collecting the questions, but somebody's paying you to do it because they want to use the data. I just want to know who's paying you, that's all, and I would answer the questions. But the lack of transparency makes me not want to answer the questions. So that's all I'm just saying to you is if you could just pass along to your boss or whoever.
Yes, sir, I understand. We'll do that. But this survey wouldn't, you know, it's not biased, you know, towards any political things. It's about the schools in your area, sir.
No, I understand that. I'm a 25-year long school teacher in Boston. So to say that you're collecting information and there's no bias, no disrespect to you, is just not true. Any information that's collected to be used for another purpose is inherently biased. All I'm saying is that if you could ask your employer to be more transparent about who is paying you guys to collect the information, I would be happy to answer the questions.
They don't give us that information. That way we don't interfere with whoever's answer. You know.
But it could be a PAC paying for it. It could be Boston Public Schools. It could be some group that I don't agree with that's going to twist the data around for their own benefit. That's what I'm saying to you is that it would be great to know who is paying, and then I would be happy to answer the question.
This is not about against, you know, the people. It's against the, you know, if the schools are doing the right thing, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's about the money, you know. It's about, you know, collecting the money, you know, the taxes, where the taxes are going, you know. It's not to do harm to the people, but it's, you know, to do good to the people, you know, because you want, you know, your taxes to go to the right places.
Absolutely. And I pay a lot of taxes, too. However, anything that has to do with money has to do with someone deciding about how the money is spent, and everybody has a horse in that race as to how the money is spent. And I'm only saying this as a teacher in Boston Public Schools for 25 years, that nothing is without bias, nothing is without a catch, and I would be happy to answer these questions if I knew who was paying for it. So if you could just pass that along.
We'll do that, and I'll do that. I mean, this, like I said, is a voluntary, you know, survey, you know, where
it's
your opinion, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You get to pick your answers, you know, and you agree or disagree with what the government is doing with the school system.
Yeah, it would be great to know who's using the data.
Well, sir, I mean, you say you're a lawyer, right?
No, I'm a teacher in Boston.
I mean, if you're a teacher, you're going to like this survey because this is to help, you know, your community, sir.
Yeah, but who's paying for it?
They don't tell us. That way we don't interfere with your answers, you know, because if you knew who was paying for you, we will be interfering with your answers.
Right. Is the school department paying for it? Is there a political action committee paying for it? Is the mayor of Boston paying for it? All these players that are paying for, whoever's paying for it, has an agenda what they're trying to do. They want to do something with this information. And it would be great to know who that group is so that I can better answer the questions and feel good about it. But since I don't know that, I'm not going to answer the questions because I belong to the Boston Teachers Union. I feel really, I'm really pro-union. The district, the school district, is not pro-union.
Yes, sir. Let's do the survey, and I mean, you can pretty much figure out who's paying for this, and I mean, your answer would be great, you know.
Okay, give me one question. I'll tell you if I, and after that, I may not have to be able to continue.
Okay,
go for it.
The first questions are like, how many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade, you know, in the current school year?
Two
kids, okay? Two children.
All right,
sir, and the first questions are just, you know, for statistical purposes, okay? Which of the following best describes your school children, you know, attend this school year, you know? One of the district is public school in Boston, a charter school, public school outside of Boston, a private school, or home school?
Yeah. See, I don't like where this is going already. So I'm gonna pause because there's clearly an agenda behind this this data collection, so I don't feel comfortable answering the question.
The survey is about, you know, for the public school in Boston.
Right.
And uh-huh. I mean,
what happens in Boston is a lot of kids go to charter schools, and then what happens is the charter schools sometimes don't do a very good job at teaching those kids. And they're the kids that really need the most support. And then about halfway through the school year, they kick those kids out of the charter schools and they go back to the public schools. So there's a lot of politics involved in charter schools and in public schools and in private schools. And there's a group that's paying for this that's trying to get information about how people feel about different types of schools in Boston. So this is clearly not a non-biased survey. And again, I'll just say I appreciate you trying to talk to me about it, but there's no way I'm answering any questions without knowing who.
No problem, sir. No problem. That's like I say.
Have
it's a
great
volunteer. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
You have a nice day.
Have a great night. Okay. Take care. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.